Vikings defense is pretty bad.
Yeah.
This just in.
Which is worse, Dolphins defense or Vikings defense?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not prepared to answer that sort of question right now.
Well, what the hell?
I'm so fed up with these stupid Dolphins right now. How do you invest what felt like $7 billion into your defense and you allow John Brown, he does one thing. He runs fast. That's what he does. And stupid Bobby McCain doesn't get behind him when playing a zone defense. I'm so mad at this team right now. I'm so hot under the collar. That game was there to be won yesterday. You are up 20-17 and you lay an egg like that defense? Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
I was surprised that Buffalo blew the lead that they had. It wasn't like they're up like Dallas or down, but I mean, they were up. Was it? They're up 7-0 pretty quickly, and then,
you can't get pressure with four. You can't manufacture anything close to pressure. You allow Josh Allen, who's thrown for over 300 yards once in his lifetime as an NFL quarterback, he just goes for 419 or 417 or whatever the ridiculous number was.
It was 400.
Four touchdowns. We got honestly, the Miami Dolphins have propelled Josh Allen into the MVP conversation. It's not even October.
Dolphins defensive rankings, last in yards per pass, 10.2. Last in yards per play, 7.2. 30th in yards, 440.5. 29th in rushing, 164. 28th in yards per rush at 5 per carry. 27th in passing, 276.5. And 19th in scoring. I will just say this, like every other, it's week two.
I know it's week two, Pete. But you know what the problem is? If you keep saying, it's week two, it's week three, eventually,
the losses add up.
You got Jacksonville next. That is a must-win.
Short week on the road.
The Dolphins are not winning that football game. Then it's back-to-back games against – then you got a Seahawks game at home, not winning that football game.
Now you're thinking like a Lions fan.
And then the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco.
Good job.
Jimmy G's not playing, but this just in, he's not very good either. Doesn't really matter. And this is so frustrating. You put up with 18 months of the Dolphins tearing it down. You want to get something close to a reward, and you're met with this crap pile on a Sunday, and I can't even watch
it. Fire flurries.
Because you can't. No. I don't even know what the problem is. I don't know what to do anymore. You can't even power your entire stadium, so I have to follow along on my stupid phone. It's so freaking frustrating.
Listen to our sister station.
It's not Ryan Fitzpatrick's fault, but this team needs a shot. It needs a shot of something. The offensive line has actually probably been the best unit the Dolphins have had this season.
See, Pete?
Put Tua in.
There you go.
Just put Tua in.
It took him 25 minutes.
It's
ridiculous. I should have put Tua in week one. And you put Tua in, you watch how he sparks the entire team. I promise you, the defense will play better.
Guys, we saw it yesterday with Justin Herbert. They get in there. The rookie gets in. He makes some plays. Beep, bop, boop, bop, bing. Now the defense goes, hey, now, we got a fighting shot. Maybe this kid's the next
Mahomes. They're professionals. They should be doing that anyway. Fitzpatrick had a good game. He was fine. He didn't hurt them on offense.
It's not Ryan Fitzpatrick's fault yesterday's loss. I'll say that the week one pathetic showing from Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Patriots, that was on him. But yesterday was not on him. But sorry, it's not your time is done, Fitzy. The time has passed. Take the beard, put him on the bench, let him be a coach, which he's going to be in his next profession, and you put the youngster in.
Wow. All right.
And we'll see if Brian Flores does it. That's what he should do. He should have done it from week one. I told you. He should have done it from week one.
I don't have a problem with how he's done it.
They wasted 2 weeks of a season because they didn't put him in.
That game was there to be had yesterday. It was there to be had. And the secondary played like crap. Like hot, steaming pile of crap.
Well, it's the second week in a row.
I am livid. You spend all that money.
Maybe Tua should play free safety. Get him out there.
You spend all that money on the secondary, and that's the performance you get? I don't care that Byron Jones went out in the first quarter with a groin injury. Hey, Xavien, why don't you cover somebody, huh? Why are we putting the rookie on Stephon Diggs? Why does hello? Do we not have Xavien Howard on the other side? What is he doing?
Stephon Diggs is going to end up being, besides maybe Cam Newton with the Patriots, the best free. I mean, remember, he demanded a trade from the Vikings. Thank God for him after that debacle, and took less money to go play for Buffalo. And, man, is it ever working out. So, what a great move.
I want to squeeze in a quick text from Chaka, who says, I want to hear a rant like that from Craig about the Lions. Come on, Craig, exclamation point. Get hot. Let me know. I'm not the only Lions fan down here wasting away my Sundays watching a big streaming pile of crap. Well, Chaka, I'm already a beaten man.
You've already said it.
I've said my piece.
207 a week ago.
I called the season over a week ago. I have nothing left. I don't have any spirit or passion like Chris does anymore. I'm drained. I'm zapped. We're 0-2. Season's done. You don't make the playoffs, Matt Patricia. That's
Memphis
it.
Tom, I know John Brown is fast. If I know John Brown is fast, don't you think Bobby McCain should know John Brown is fast? He's a free safety letting somebody over the top on a zone assignment. It's stupidity. It has nothing to do with athleticism. And don't give me that Xavier Howard can't match up with Stephon Diggs. He can try. We can line him up across from him and just see. Just tickle the fancy. Scratch my itch for me. Let our best player go up against their best player.
All right, more rants coming up. We'll get some post-game sound. I'll have to correct.
Have fun battling the Jets for last place.
Yeah, well, I'll have
to. You know won't happen.
I'll have to update the standings on the Pigskin Picks because I got screwed there. By the way.
Well, how much does Josh Boyer have to come into play with this? Your defensive coordinator. Where's he in all of this? And you blame Pie. He's got to come. I mean, he's got to be better than that.
I don't know.
Their defense is awful. I do think it'll get better as time goes on. It will get better when you put Tua in because he will spark everybody on that team to play better, which is why you should have put him in week one. Enough of this wussy stuff. He's a rookie and you're not throwing him to the wolves. I told you it was going to backfire on him if they didn't do it. And it's exactly what happened.
The Hawaiian
spark.
I'm calling for it.
All right. I've been trying to throw it to break for 4 minutes.
Little Tua and everyone.